from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shiegold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top 6 at 6.
Yes.
Great comeback.
Amazing.
Good start after a week off.
Great comeback.
Yes.
Top 6 at 6, just those little sort of headlines to help you get through the day. Busy week off. Are we just doing a top 6 at 6 from today, or are we doing a retrospective?
I think it's just from...
It's mainly from today.
Here we go.
Over the weekend.
Number 1, Elon Musk and Grimes break up after 3 years together, but remain on good terms and continue to co-parent their one-year-old son.
Oh, God.
X-A-E-A-X 12.
I think it's... Like Asher or something like that.
That poor kid.
I know. So I saw a TikTok the other day. Someone called them suggested password, baby suggested password, which I thought was very funny.
That's good.
It's not bad enough your dad's Elon Musk and your mum's Grimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that name. In what world are those two people ever coming together?
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
What sort of music does Grimes make?
Strain? I'm not sure. I don't
know. Is it...
Traffic beds.
No, it's not hip hop, I don't think.
I don't know what Grimes
Maybe we'll try
does.
And get some for Little Birdie.
Yeah, good idea. Number 2, Prince Andrew accepts he's been served with sexual assault lawsuit.
Well, Chris
accepted it again.
I think we all knew.
Been running away from it for a while, hasn't he?
Poor
the
old,
serving of the papers.
Poor old Andrew, he's finally had to accept that he may be in serious trouble for inappropriate behaviour with an underage, girl. How old was that girl?
16, at the time, 17?
Maybe
I think
16,
so.
17, yeah.
She's 38 now.
Was she an Aussie? Or have I just made that up?
Yeah,
I thought she was.
Yeah.
Number 3, Tom Cruise will have to continue working with his co-star Hayley Atwell as finishing touches are put on Mission Impossible 7 amid claims the couple have split.
That's going to be tricky, working together.
I didn't even know they were a couple.
No, neither did I.
I think they were at the tennis together, or one of them.
Oh, when Tom got up and just gave it a bit of, hey, England.
Yeah. Yes.
You're right, I can't believe I'm here either.
Yes,
pulling
it's me.
Focus. It is me.
I know, made it all about him.
Put your manners back in.
I'm shorter than you thought I am.
He went to Wimbledon and Euro, back to back.
Yeah.
That's right, he did the back to back.
Wasn't he at Wimbledon in a suit?
It was like a three-piece suit. Someone else did the back-to-back.
Kate Middleton.
I think Beckham, maybe.
It's a big back-to-back.
Yeah.
Wimbledon and then the FA Cup final.
Euro.
Euro.
All right, settle down, mate. No one cares about soccer. Number 4, as Gabby Petito's family prepared for her funeral, a woman who knows Brian Laundrie well says the friendless missing man is on his own in the wilderness.
This story...
It's gripped us, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yep.
Why do you think it's gripped us? Is it a van life gone wrong scenario and everyone's like, see, van life people suck?
Because I think they're just showing what can go terribly wrong with it. It's not all Instagram and blogs and all this. It's
because when the van life couples break up, obviously not in the way that this has unfolded, everyone's quite happy when two beautiful people who just constantly post photos of sunsets in Byron Bay go their separate ways. You go, great. Life still makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything's okay.
I'm glad they're unhappy. Finally. Isn't that how you react, Will?
No.
Oh.
Like the rest of us.
Is it just me?
No, I feel that way.
Thank you. Final. Some support. Number 5, a pair of suspected coronavirus deniers have been charged for allegedly attacking women having a picnic with their kids in Melbourne's East. I saw this story over the weekend.
Ridiculous situation.
Unbelievable.
Awful.
Didn't they set the dog on one
of
the ladies?
Yes, apparently, allegedly.
Unbelievable. God, these... Melbourne is in such a strange place at the moment.
It's very odd.
We're so divided.
It's because we're all so fatigued by it, I think.
We're fatigued by it, and the press, the media is just relentless.
Mm.
Everyone's over it.
We're not being allowed to settle. We're constantly being agitated, whether it's Tim Smith for the LNP, you know, Dim Tim and his crew of turds, whether it's the leader of the opposition.
It's just so
blocking
much...
everyone who's ever made a comment on Twitter.
Division.
The Herald Sun.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they probably spend money here and probably spend a lot of money here over the years, but they've got a lot of responsibility in the way that Melbourne's feeling about itself at the moment.
15 seconds.
Well, I've got a lot more on that topic,
which I won't be
mentioning for the purposes of sales.
Quick, Marty.
Carl Sandilands and Macy Gray unmasked on last night's episode of The Masked Singer.
Top 6 at 6. The summer of cricket has arrived early as the Aussie women take on India. You can catch the action live and ad-free on KO. You can sign up at kosports.com.au.
We love KO.
We do.
KS.
Thanks for being on board. Wow. The wide world of work.
Great to have KO on board.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
I missed KO.
Yeah, I missed KO as well.
I missed the wide world of Will.
Yes.
Thank you, Troy.
What's happening in the world of sport, Will? Anything on the weekend?
A couple of things. By the numbers, the 57-year drought for Melbourne's 13th VFL AFL Premiership has ended, of course, with a wonderful victory over the Western Bulldogs. For three quarters, it looked like we're on track for one of the all-time classics.
Mm.
It was a gripping game of footy that
really
ended up blowing out to 74 points. So when Marcus Bontempelli kicked his third goal 12 minutes into the third quarter, it looked like he had one hand on a norm, one hand on a cup.
I know. The Bond.
From that point onwards, from the 16-minute mark of the third quarter, Melbourne kicked 16-4-100 to the Bulldogs 1-1-7.
It
was an absolute tsunami.
That Melbourne midfield just dominated.
Yeah. It was good fun to watch. 22 seconds at the end of the third quarter, between 47 and 17 seconds remaining in the quarter. Petrarca, Sparrow and Oliver blew the game open with three goals in a stunning passage of
4-minute window, just bang, bang, bang.
22 seconds, and it was all it took to turn the game. Christian Petrarca, of course, 39 disposals, an equal record on grand final day, two goals, a very clear and deserving winner of the Norm Smith medal. Mm. Bailey Fritch would consider himself pretty unlucky.
What, kicking six in a GF?
The first in this century to kick six in a GF. He was unanimously decided as the second best player on the ground, which is probably fair enough.
Did you see who Petrarca broke Simon Black's record.
2003.
I remember it
was a draw in the end.
It was a draw, was it?
They took one off him.
I remember that Simon Black performance.
Yeah.
It was just Petrarca-like.
It really was. Yeah, Petrarca's performance, you'd say, is just about one of the best grand final performances of all time.
Yep.
It's hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
The 2021 Premiership cheese boards are also available on the Melbourne website if you're interested. If you're
is that a joke?
No, you can get it for
$110.
$110.
Oh, it's just the board. There's no cheese on it.
Only the Melbourne Football Club could charge $110 for a cheese board.
I want to buy one.
Yeah, you should.
I genuinely want one.
They're nearly sold out.
Right.
Jump on.
That's
3.91 million viewers nationally, the number one program of 2021. So it's up 2% from last year and 33% on 2019.
Wow. 33% on 2019, which was prior to lockdown.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the last non-COVID grand final. It's worth mentioning the Giants were involved, so a little supporter base, which would probably contribute, but a lot of viewership for this grand final, which is great to see. It's the fifth biggest ever and the biggest since 2016.
Fifth biggest ever? I'm surprised. Yeah. I thought it would be higher than that.
Still massive.
No, it's
and doesn't
monumental.
Take into account streaming numbers. So nearly 200,000 people were on 7 Plus, which is up 211% year on year. The way of the future.
That is the way of the future, mate. Well observed.
In more disappointing news for the Melbourne Storm, their unbelievable season set the record for consecutive wins on the trot.
Had a shocker.
Brought to the end by Penrith on Saturday, lost 10-6 and really couldn't fire a shot when they were going forward.
No, awful completion rate, 16 errors. They just looked terrible.
Very disappointing. Of course, they lose Josh Adokar, Dale Finucane and Nicho Hynes next year, so they're going to have to fill some gaps there. But
Finucane's a big loss.
They're a good
Josh
team.
Josh Adokar. Where's he going?
He's off to the Bulldogs.
See ya.
Won't be on our show.
Josh Addo, nah.
The grand final between Penrith and South Sydney will take place this Sunday in Brisbane. And in the UFC, Aussie Alexander Volkanovski has won his highly anticipated bout against
the vacuum
Brian
cleaner.
Ortega. Yes.
The Vulcan. The wall heater.
With his 20th consecutive win and his 10th consecutive win in the UFC, he retained his featherweight title.
Mm.
It's been described as one of the fights of the year, one of the best rounds of all time, the third round by
UFC.
Commentators. Conor McGregor had a fun tweet.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it
later.
What
did
he
say? Oh, yeah, read it out.
Do we need an accent? I'd kick this Volkovsky head off like it was a rugby ball I was kicking. 5'4" and full of muscle. Ha ha ha, little fart he is. Not even a little fart. A shart. Ha ha ha, jackass. Not a bad fight. Congrats, Shartsy.
What?
He's made a reference to the Men at Work song Down Under there as well.
Yeah.
5'4" and full of muscle.
Which is his music he walks out to.
So there's a bit going on there for Connor. He obviously got someone else to tweet that. Because I wouldn't imagine he could put two words together. Connor.
Erratic. It's a lot going on in a little
drunk
tweet.
Irish thug.
He'd had a pint of Guinness.
Thank you, Will. 6:42. More sport coming up. Mark Howard is going to be with us.
Mark Howard's joining the show Mondays and Fridays. So this will be great fun.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.